This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 26. Growing to know our Lord. Our reading comes from 2 Peter chapter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to mutual affection, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But whoever does not have them is nearsighted and blind, forgetting they have been cleansed from their past sins. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, make every effort to confirm your calling and election. For if you do these things, you will never stumble, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In this letter, we hear the voice of Peter, restored to being a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. Peter states plainly that he has received a precious faith, and it's not just his. Others enjoy it too. He adds a greeting of grace and peace that comes only through the knowledge of God and of Jesus. This is the result of God's Spirit at work, and Peter knows it. The canons of Dort explain that rebirth and restoration to life in Christ are entirely God's work. Though our will may be spiritually dead and lost in sin, the Spirit of God revives, heals, reforms, and, in a matter at once pleasing and powerful, bends it back. As a result, we want to grow in obedience to God rather than resisting God's will. Noting that God has given us everything we need for a godly life, Peter urges his listeners to build on their faith with the spiritual fruit of goodness, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, mutual friendship, and love. Of course, growing in all these qualities is possible only by the work of God's Spirit in us. And in these ways, we will continue to grow in knowing our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord wants us to know Him and to grow to be like Him fully. In what ways do you see the Holy Spirit of God changing and regenerating you? Pray with me. Spirit of God, thank you for working so powerfully in us to know Jesus. Help us to tell others all that you have done in our lives. To your glory. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.